You know what the negatives I hear, and I have to laugh, that, well, he played in Montreal for a good portion of a career.
Right.
And he was too nice. It almost seemed like he was phony towards the media to be a good guy. Those are the two negatives that I hear about you that may prevent this.
Yes, and you know, that's sad, Dan. I don't understand it because, I mean, Rob knows my personality and all, too. And, I mean, I played the game for the love of the game, and I felt like I still played hard. If people perceive me as a guy they love to hate because I smiled and enjoyed what I was doing and was accommodating to the press, it was only because I thought it was a part of the job. I wasn't trying to put a flag up and wave to everybody and say, hey, here I am, come to me and ask me for an interview or whatever. I was just always there in the clubhouse. I didn't go hide in the lunchroom or in the training room or whatever to get away from the media. I just left myself available. It wasn't like I was trying to promote myself, but that's what seems to be coming out of this, Dan, is that I'm talking about, self-promoting myself, making, when asked the question, well, why do you deserve to be in? Well, look at the numbers. I mean, what else can I use to compare it to? Do I just say, okay, the heck with it, let's just not do any more interviews or whatever and blow it all off? That's fine. If that's the way they want me to be, is be, angry at them and just say, the heck with it, let's just not do any more interviews, then so be it. That's fine. I'll go away.